La General Citizen, I went on Saturday the 20th to where I had to vote in my village. And from there, I went to my residence and told my parents, yeah, I did not move until 8 o'clock. Remember now, the election starts at 8 and closes at 6. I did not even leave Monrovia until 12 o'clock. So by 2 o'clock, I was at my village. And then after voting, I went to my residence in Todman Bryan. I was there until the end of the election, and then I came to Monrovia. So that's far from the truth.
So, Mr. Speaker, where do you think the allegations are coming from?
The allegations could be coming from people who did not win the election, because I'm not in this election. Even though I supported a candidate, I endorsed a candidate, but I'm not taking part in the election, so why would I tell wrong property? It's just wrong and far-fetched. It's not true.
So you did not order or engineer the arrest of, I think, of a senator. Is that correct?
Well, I can't even do that because I don't have the authority to do so. I'm not a head of the executive branch of government. I head the legislative branch that does not have police power. And since I left Todman Bryan on Saturday evening, I haven't been back there. So I ordered an arrest of somebody when I was already there. I didn't even know what was happening.
So you did not pay bribe to poll workers, as the article alleges?
No, I did not. I did not even go to any police station. If anybody said I went to a police station, I was forced besides the one I voted to. And from there, I went to my residence, talked to my residence. That's not true. Election is one of the elements of democracy. People need to accept results, you know, when they do not win and stop pointing fingers. Around the country, even the pro-temporary Labrador was not re-elected. He accepted the results and graciously walked away. When people do not win elections, they find planes, they find scapegoats. And that's what happened. They found the scapegoat ring, and that's not true. Those who know me know I would not do that. So I'm not even talking about that.
These are some serious allegations, Mr. Speaker. Have you been approached by someone from the Elections Commission?
Nobody has approached me because they know it's not true. The Voting Election Commission can approach me, and they need to verify from the election workers whether I went to any police station. I did not go to any police station.
Mr. Speaker, what do you make of the outcome of the elections? I think the final results have not been announced. If that is correct, what do you make so far of the returns?
I think, contrary to what we thought, the election went well, and people need to accept the result because of democracy. You go to an election, you have to go there prepared that you win or you lose. Once the people speak, you have to accept it.
You are from the ruling party.
Yeah, I am from the ruling party.
Some have suggested that the outcome of the elections were a referendum on the ruling party.
Well, it depends on who's saying it. But whatever the case is, the ruling party successfully won or supposed to be winning 4 seats on the preliminary result. If they do, I don't know how you call it a referendum.
Mr. Speaker, thank you very much. So nice to talk with you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. I wish you the same, Jim. Thank you.